7:42 here on the Mighty 690. Good morning. And it is time once again to have our monthly chat with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Good to hear you on here. And I know we are well into the month of October and up there in Independence. That means we have Neowalla, right?
It is, yeah.
It's almost here.
This portion of the year to get ready for Neowalla at the PD.
Good deal. So can you tell us, I know you have a few pieces of information about that, starting out with some ADA parking information.
We do, yeah. We want to remind everyone that the city lot on the southeast corner of 8th and Chestnut, that's the city lot behind Annie Mae's International Mall, there will be a row of ADA parking there. The northeast corner of Myrtle and 6th, that's across from 1916 City Hall to the north, that's a public lot there, will be a ADA parking, row of ADA parking set aside there. And then on Saturday and every night, we will block off the 100 block of East Laurel. So think about where the post office is. That's where that ADA parking will be. So, you know, the big thing is, you know, James, we don't want to tow anybody. We don't want to cite anybody. But you know, we really don't have any leeway on that particular violation. If someone parks in an ADA spot, we have to protect the rights of our citizens that need those spots. And so we have to tow those vehicles immediately, and we have to cite those owners. So I'm hopeful that everyone will pay attention and be respectful. A couple of new things this year on the ADA signage. We're going to put some big, like, 4-foot-tall signs at each end of those rows to mark them a little more clearly. And then the unloading spaces in between the van spots will be coned off. And so that way it'll kind of show people a little bit more that, hey, don't park right there. This is where people need to be able to get in and out of their van.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, that's just one of those things where you might just be scouting out different parking spots and you say, oh, here's one. And then you realize, oh, shoot, this is an ADA spot. So we just want people to be aware of that. And also we have some ADA porta potties, correct?
We do, yeah. The northwest corner of 9th and Maple, there'll be one there. There'll be one at Potts Chapel, 122 South Penn, and I believe there are some others. And we'll be putting out some press releases on those kinds of things. And then Neowalla, the Neowalla committee should be posting signs around the area. So look at our Facebook page, look at your local media. We'll send those out, and then check out the Neowalla page, and I'll try to get those on the city page as well.
Very good. And for those folks who maybe have some limited mobility and will still like to attend the Grand Parade on Saturday, say there's a ADA parking placard available for them?
Well, yes, it's not technically an ADA parking placard, but we do have what we call a limited mobility parking
placard. Gotcha. Pack. Okay, yep.
So if you bring your ADA placard in to show us that you need to have that passed, we will give you a pass. We'll put you on the roster. And you can pick those up at 811 West Laurel. Just come in there and let the folks at the front desk know that you need a limited mobility parking pass. It's only good for the morning of the parade, so we'll start lining everybody up about 7:30. And it's first come, first serve. So when the spots are gone, they're gone. And you're trapped in the parade route if you take advantage of that opportunity. But you'll just have to commit to the whole parade before you can leave. We won't be able to let you out, because you will actually be right on the parade route.
Sure, yeah, that all makes sense. But yeah, just for those folks who are interested in taking advantage of that, yeah, you said 811 West Laurel, right there at City Hall, you can get that. What else that is going on during the parade, just as far as safety points that we want to hit on?
Well, there'll be some white chalk lines that the street guys will put down. We need the crowd on Grand Parade Day. You'll see that white chalk line. We need the crowd to stay behind that white chalk line so that our floats have a safe area to operate in. And then, of course, you know, we'll have a lot of school bands, and they need a lot of space to get down through there because they have big formations. They take up the whole street, most of them. So we just ask everybody stay behind those white chalk lines. Keep your children safe. We don't want anybody hurt. We've had a very successful, safe run of Neowalla for many, many years, and we'd really like to keep that going. That's probably the most important tradition that we can carry through Neowalla is to keep everybody safe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the other thing, I've been to many parades, haven't been to the Neowalla Parade yet because I'm new to the area, but that will change all this year. So I know some places they do allow throwing candy, other places they don't. What are the advice and the rules in Independence?
Well, James, that's a great question because there's a lot of folks listening right now that are going to be participating in floats, you know. So the rule on that is you cannot throw candy from a float. And, again, this is a safety issue. We don't want any children running out. And, you know, those drivers of those floats can't see around themselves very well. They're not expecting to have any obstacles in their way. They shouldn't have to. And so all participants, if you want to throw candy to the crowd, you'll have to have people in your float, participating with your float, walking down the side of the parade route and throwing the candy out from on foot, not from the float.
Okay, that's really good because we have to have candy. I mean, it wouldn't be a parade without it, but it's good to hear that we can still have candy. It's just not going to be thrown from the float. Just have some runners there along the side. So that's really good information for people who are planning their floats for the upcoming parades. I think there's four of them. And then the other thing is, I guess a question about alcohol consumption.
So no alcohol consumption on public property, sidewalks, or city streets. So I know there's, you know, places where there will be an opportunity to consume alcohol, and those areas should be marked off. And so just respect the boundaries there. We haven't had any special permits this year, so we just need everyone to stay within the boundaries that are set by the establishment, and you'll be fine. If you step outside of those boundaries, you risk running into an open container violation or something of that nature.
Sure, yeah, and that's just another thing that is a good reminder. I know here in Coffeyville, we had recently Dalton Defender Days, and there were some visitors from France there, and, you know, alcohol laws are just very different in other countries, especially places like France, and so, you know, they're like, okay, well, where's the beer garden sort of thing? I'm like, well, it's a little different here in the States, for better or for worse, so, you know, just we do have visitors from all over the place, so it's just a good reminder.
It is. And you know, one thing that I always try to tell folks is, you know, spread kindness. For some reason, there just aren't people working. You know, we've got openings, so if anybody out there wants to be a police officer or a 911 dispatcher, we've got openings. And just like the police department, all the businesses in our community have openings. And so it's hard to get people to come to work right now, James. I don't know why, and I'm real glad that you and I are working hard working and contributing, but you know, we need everyone just to keep in mind that our businesses are having trouble finding people to work, and so, you know, let's be a little more patient, a little more kind with the folks that do show up to serve us and help us have a good Neowalla, and that includes the police officers, dispatchers, firefighter, and EMS as well, because they're getting run pretty ragged during Neowalla week. They're going to put in a lot of hours. It's a real stressful week for us. You know, me included. So I would ask that, hey, let's all just take a moment and be kind and remember what's really important. And should we be getting upset about this topic right now, or is there a better way to handle it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that Lisa Wilson was on yesterday from the Chamber of Commerce, and she gave you guys a shout out because, you know, not only are you doing all this extra work in addition to your regular police duties, you're also, you know, got your vehicles in the parades. And so, you know, you guys are super busy too. So we want to give you a big thanks for that.
Yeah, we're really grateful to all of our law enforcement stakeholders in the region that are coming in to help us too. We've got officers, deputies, troopers coming in from all over, and so we're very grateful to them and their assistance. We couldn't get it done without everybody coming together, and that includes the public. You know, let's all come together and work together to have an excellent Neowalla this year.
Yeah, so we're talking with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison. And Chief Harrison, I saw that you mentioned recruiting, even in your department and everything. Did you happen to see the Fort Worth Police Department? They parodied like a car dealership ad in trying to recruit people to their force. I don't know if you happened to see that at all.
I did see that. That was outstanding.
Yes.
They've got some time and resources we don't have. My favorite part was the guy doing the wacky inflatable arms guy.
At the end.
Pretty hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so clever.
A lot of hits. I think that's got him a lot of hits, and I was reading that they're getting some applications, so maybe I need to go down there and have them shoot a video for us.
I think that would be great. I would like to see that trend continue. So I just thought that was great. So we do have Halloween coming up, and of course, folks are going to be trick or treating all over the place. So I guess what are a few things that we should keep an eye out? You know, this is more probably directed to parents listening for kids who are going to be trick or treating. Do you have any tips you'd like to share on that?
I do. So the first thing would be safety with the kids and costumes and things. I'll try to run through it quick. Keep the kids on the sidewalk, keep them off the streets, especially after dark. No replica firearms. You know, we discourage that. That's, you know, obvious tragedies that could result from that. Don't let them go trick-or-treating alone. Send an accompanying adult out, especially the younger kids. Give them some reflective clothing and a flashlight. Set a curfew. Know the route. You know, that your kids are going to take. Inspect all treats before anybody eats them. Then, of course, you know, some other things, light-colored fireproof material on the costume, on the mask. Make sure the masks don't impair vision. And, of course, you know, face paint is safer than a mask. But, you know, the big thing is follow pedestrian rules when you're out there in traffic. I know we had a pedestrian accident 1 year. And so, you know, just keep an eye on those little guys that can squirt away from you real quick and run out from between parked cars. And so, we've never had any tragedies, at least in my time here. So as far as that Halloween goes, so I'd like to keep that trend rolling too.
Sure. And what are some things that parents can remind kids before they head out for trick-or-treating?
Well, you know, don't go in a stranger's home. Don't accept a ride from a stranger. Again, stay on the sidewalks. Don't go through backyards, shortcuts, alleys. Stay out there in the lights where people can see you, a lot of witnesses. Stick with your friends. Don't eat candy until your family's inspected it. Only eat homemade treats from people you know, and carry a flashlight.
Yeah, all good tips for sure. And then about parents, anything that they should take extra care on actual Halloween night?
Well, don't leave your home unattended. You know, there's a lot of folks out there, not a lot, but there are a number of folks out there that will scout out a house and take advantage of when people are gone. And this is one of those nights when they can count on families not being home for a few hours. Pets are another issue. You don't want any accidental dog bites. That's expensive and painful for everybody. And so, you know, keep your pets back out of the way when you got strange guests coming up. And the adults driving around, just take it easy. Those little guys can squirt out from between parked cars or from an unlit area. You can't stop fast enough. So just, you know, take it extra easy that night.
Sure. And Chief Harrison, as we wrap up, if folks are giving out treats, is there anything that they should be aware of?
Well, you know, they say don't give out homemade treats unless you know the kids that are knocking. Keep your house well lit, your yard well lit. And then, you know, if you see an unsupervised child or something that worries you, please give us a call and we'll get there as quickly as we safely can. Because, you know, police officers, they got to operate real safe on Halloween too.
All righty. Well, Chief Jerry Harrison, I really appreciate you coming on the program this morning. And again, thank you and your staff and everyone up there in Independence for all the extra work during Neowalla. I know it's going to be a busy time, but it should be rewarding.
Well, thank you, James, and I hope you enjoy our festival. And if you see me, come say hi.
I will. Absolutely. I will be up there, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one. And we will be back here on the Mighty 690 in just a few minutes. We'll have your look at Fox News, local news, all coming up here on the Mighty 690.